Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you all tuning in today. A nice morning, beautiful morning. It's 10 after 9. It's 71, 72 degrees in that neighborhood. And I've got some folks in here. We have them every year, and this dinner just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the folks, I got to tell you, Dale, the folks at this dinner just keep getting younger and younger and younger to me.
They certainly do, to me as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dale Harris. He's the president of the FCHS Alumni Association.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in here. Good morning also to Bruce Reeves, one of the vice presidents, I guess the vice president of the FCHS Alumni Association.
Morning, Bruce. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you came in, Bruce. Good to see you. We're talking about what we're going to talk about today, not just the annual dinner that is coming up next Saturday, right?
Yes.
There are a slew. The FCHS Alumni Association just presents folks a large, wide variety of opportunities to reconnect with folks that have gone to school here and may know from past classes. We're going to talk about all that kind of stuff, as well as what's going on at the dinner and the homecoming parade, and maybe get a little bit into how the Alumni Association formed as we get going. But so how many dinners is this, Dale? Do you remember? It started out as the old-timers a few years ago.
But yes. This is the 51st year, I believe.
Is that right? 51st year. So that means it started. Who was the guy who formed it? Was that Charlie McCoy?
Charlie McCoy was, I think he was the brainchild of the organization. And back in early days, there were people such as Roy Shaw, Burl Shaw, Murray Hill, Tom Martin, Perry Wilson, and others that I have forgotten.
So if this is going to be about, and it's been continuous, right?
Yes.
And if it's been running since about, if this is the 51st, it's been running since 1965, I guess.
Yeah.
My goodness. Were you there at that one?
No.
No? Were you there, Bruce?
When it was the old-timers, most of us young people didn't figure we had a right to be there, so we didn't go.
And for that matter, you weren't an alumni yet in 1965 either.
No. I was still causing trouble down on King Street in 65.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's to me one of the real good points about the FCHS Alumni Association. You get a turnover of folks. You get folks of different ages coming out to help each other. That's one of the goals of the organization, isn't it?
That's correct.
Dale?
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about let's talk a little bit about, like you said, you were talking about Charlie McCoy and those fellows starting back in that day. They would have been honoring the class of, did they start honoring 50 years ago classes at that point, or when did they start doing that?
My understanding was that's how it originated, the 50-year class. And back in those days, they had leather football helmets.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stories that were told. I enjoyed the organizational meetings because they reminisced. And you know, that was crude equipment back then. And I'm sure they had concussions as badly as we do today.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm sitting here doing the math in my head. And I knew a guy who played on the 1929 football team who was a good football player on that team, Raymond George. But he would have been a member of the Old Timers Club. He was not a part of an honored class, though, until probably 15 years into the run, I guess, because being a 1930 graduate from FCHS.
Basically, in the beginning, they honored the 50-year class, and they invited also the class who had been graduated 17 years. And the reason for that was you, athletically, 17 years beyond high school, you were an old-timer.
Okay. So at age 35, you constituted an old-timer, I guess,
yes.
Right?
And that was when I was invited, our class was invited to start attending, and there were four or five of us that went that original year, and then that kind of dwindled, and I stayed on for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I guess the stories in the organizational meetings maybe was what kept me intrigued. Yeah. But I've thoroughly enjoyed it over the years.
I've been involved for only a couple of years now, and it's a lot of fun. But you do make an interesting point, and you might have noticed too, Bruce. Whenever I ask in my master of ceremonies duties, whenever I ask for folks from the 1930s to stand up, and then folks from the 1940s, there's always a pretty good crew from the 30s and 40s. But then when you get into the 60s and 70s, there's a huge number of folks. And when you get in the 70s and 80s, it kind of slows down. Yes. Are we reaching out? We've been reaching out a little bit to the younger folks, haven't we?
Yes, and I think changing the name to alumni, which is all-inclusive, should make a difference. And I think it, with the younger leadership, it should grow again.
Well, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. Old-timers, you know, I don't mind calling myself an old-timer, but apparently, Bruce, some folks do mind calling themselves old-timers.
The younger you are, younger than you maybe, they kind of resent being referred to as old-timers because you're not old till you're older than you thought the teachers were when you were in high school. Yeah. And then you're old maybe.
I'll be doggone. And old-timers also, I think, had the connotation as an athletic association.
Yeah, it did. It sure did.
And it's not that anymore, is it?
No, it's for everybody. And we try to include everybody and discuss other things other than athletics.
The big deal, of course, is the honoring, I think, of the 50-year class, because that's where you get a good crowd of folks. But the ongoing part of it, Dale, to me, is the interesting thing. You've developed a website now, haven't you?
I haven't.
Well, you haven't.
But the Athletic Association does have a website. The Alumni Association has a website that people can look up, and they can make the reservations online. There's pictures on there of past things at the high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need to look at it closely. Yes, because. Yeah. Sue Amen in charge
Sue
of it, right?
Sue Amen, yes, developed, came to us and asked if we would be interested in she developing a website. And, of course, we were tickled to death to get out of the Stone Age.
I got to tell you, that's the awful thing of it. I'm still a young man. I've been called a fossil since I was 23. Whenever they call the older once you get out of the Marching Illini, when you play in the alumni band, it's the fossil band. And I've been called a fossil since I was 23. And by the way, now that you mention it, a few years ago, they got sick of being called fossils band. So I don't know if people are getting more sensitive as they get older or not.
People do, yeah. They don't like tags or whatever you want to call it.
Well,
pejorative tags.
I'm proud
guess.
Of it. I don't mind. That's why I don't mind being called an old timer, because I'm proud to be a fossil. Well, authority star with. I'm a 23.
You're still around. That's well, you know.
I guess that's better to be called an old timer than late.
Yes. Yeah.
Much.
Yeah. Much better.
I'm talking with Bruce Reeves and Dale Harris. You can give us a call if you have any questions about the Alumni Association and the annual dinner and anything that's going on up here if you'd like at 618-842-3715. And we'd be glad to talk to you because I know that we've already mentioned Sue Ann, and she's probably listening down in Oklahoma, isn't
I'm
she?
Sure she's streaming it online and listening to us, yes.
That's whenever we make a mistake.
I'll hear from her.
You'll hear from her, or we'll all hear from her. That's exactly right. When is the dinner?
It's the third.
Third
Saturday night, starting at 5:00
okay.
at the Community of Christ Church.
Okay, and 5:00 start. That's early enough so that folks can get out of there and do other things on Saturday night afterward, right?
Correct. Right.
Yeah. What other things are going on that Saturday night?
That Saturday morning at 9:00 at the First Christian Church.
We'll get to all that.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get to all that. I'm trying to make sure that folks
coronation.
Understand. That's right. I'm trying to make sure the folks understand that they can get out
and get to the coronation. Yeah,
get out and get to the high school coronation. That's for sure. We do have somebody calling in. I don't know if they're calling in for this. Put the headsets on, boys. We'll see what they're calling about. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Yes. Can you give me the web address for the Alumni Association's information?
Sure can. It's www.schsalumni.org.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. You know, that's the worst thing right there, Bruce. I guess I am becoming an old-timer. Dale, either of you, because I, you know, we talked about the darn website and I forgot to give the address.
Well, that happens. That doesn't get any better, bud.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. I'm talking with Bruce Reeves along with Dale Harris here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about what's going on this, actually next weekend, when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM.
The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And I saw the jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the
trying to remember if he was red or anything. Pretty sure. See, that was a thing back in the 1960s. They had all these songs about people having their, like, you know, the poor little girl had her boyfriend left her and all that kind of thing. And what's the leader of the pack?
Leader of
the pack runs into a wall or something like that. How depressing.
A lot of people got killed in cars in
I guess
songs
so.
In the 60s.
That's before they had seatbelts.
Yes.
Before you had seatbelts. Well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show. My name is Bruce Dickey. I've got Bruce Reeves over on the other side, along with Dale Harris. They are members and officers of the FCHS Alumni Association, who are throwing their 51st annual dinner on Saturday, October 3rd at 5 p.m. But that's not the only thing going on that day, is it?
No, Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at the First Christian Church from 9 till noon, there's a coffee. Anybody's welcome to come. It's where you just kind of walk around and mingle and see people from years gone by that have come home for homecoming weekend. And
really?
There's a real good crowd there, and you see a lot of people that you haven't seen for a long time.
I see. Now, that's a handy thing to do. I don't know when that started or how many years ago, but at a formal sit down dinner like it is on Saturday night, you have the opportunity to sit around and go or stand up before the thing starts and go talk to folks, and then maybe when you're going to get your dessert, but. The coffee is a nice little relaxed atmosphere, isn't it, Bruce?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes,
it sure
and
is.
I would like to add, it has been, for a few years previous, it always has been at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church. It will not be there. They will have a function there, but we want to make certain that people understand that it's at the First Christian Church at Center and First Street.
At 9 o'clock. Fairfield. Okay, they've got the soccer going on or something out there at the... So, yeah, if you're looking for the coffee and you head out and you see a bunch of little kids playing soccer, you're in the wrong place, right?
Right.
Yes. definitely in the wrong place.
Go down to the Christian Church, and if you don't know the auditorium there, it's the whatever they call it. What do they call it?
Multi-purpose room.
That's a big room.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Enters from the west side.
Come in from the west doors. There's a parking lot on the west side of the church. There's parking all around the church, but the main parking lot's on the west side, and that's where the doors that you can come in on the west side.
Good coffee, good iced tea, good cookies, right?
Yes.
And a gigantic price, as I recall, for that. How much is that? That's like a ton of money for that, right?
By donation.
$30 cookies, so we expect to see you there.
I'll be there. No, I don't know if I'll be there. I might be there. We'll see how that goes on my Saturday. Okay, so then that's Saturday morning. There's stuff going on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, there's tours of the high school, tours of the grade school, and somebody's going to be out at the Little Red Schoolhouse out at Leo French Park.
Yes. The Hannah House will be open.
The Hannah House. Will be open. And that's right across the street from the First Christian Church.
And while we're talking about that, the Wayne County Historical Society's Facebook page is a wonderful thing.
Really?
And if you haven't seen that,
you need
to go to that. It has a lot of – that's old Brucey in there, one.
What are you doing in there?
He's got a picture of the golf team from 1965.
Oh, my
He's
goodness.
He's holding a driver, hoping to look like a
golfer.
How good a golfer were you back in those days?
I could compete.
Who's coaching? Was DJ already
DJ
coaching?
DJ was coaching.
Okay.
Bill Davis was a senior. He's in the picture. Billy Pierce was a senior.
Yeah.
Gary Simpson and Jim Miller were seniors that year, and they're in that picture.
My goodness. DJ was coach for a long time. His last year was my senior year.
Yeah.
How long was he?
He started coaching in 1957, 58. He was a football coach.
Well, yeah, he coached.
He coached the only undefeated team Fairfield ever had.
I think he started before that because I think he had my dad for a year.
Okay.
My dad graduated in 54.
Okay.
On the football team. I'm pretty sure, but I might be wrong. All right.
But yeah,
that was a husband and wife coaching team, and
Barbara.
She was good as well.
Yeah.
Barbara helped coach football, too.
No.
Well, no.
I don't remember Barbara coaching football.
She was in charge of the GAA, Girls Athletic Association, programs at the high school. Yeah. She taught PE.
Before Title IX.
Yes, before Title IX.
Wow. Memories. I tell you what, it's amazing. So the Hannah House is going to be open. What time is that opening on Saturday? Do we know? Noonish or before?
It'll be open in the morning. I'm assuming it'll be open around 9 or 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So, folks, that's right across the street from the coffee.
Yeah.
Diagonal across the intersection.
And you said that the Center Street School is going to have tours?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And the high school
is
going to have tours.
Who's in charge of that? Is Z in charge of that?
Miss Z is in charge of that, and Jill Fulkerson is in charge of the one at the high school.
All right. It's amazing. It'll be amazing to folks to see the amount of changes. If they haven't been back and haven't gone through those schools, for me, for 30 years, and I see it, I don't notice the change so much because I get in and out of those from time to time. If you haven't been back to those schools in 50 or 60 years, the change is astonishing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, just the changes to the high school since I've graduated.
Yeah.
Is you know the foyer at the gym and the new classrooms that they've added. It's really nice. Nothing's in the same place it was when Dale was there or when I was
there. Where was the cafeteria when you were there, Dale? The
cafeteria was directly in the front door. It's where the superintendent's office is now was the cafeteria.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the study hall is behind it now, too, behind the superintendent's office, right?
Yes, yeah. And I don't know where it is. It was on the third floor.
It was on third floor. In the middle of the third floor was the study, where the library is now. That was the study hall.
Enormous skylight.
See, now you're beginning to make me feel old. I wasn't feeling old calling myself a fossil and an old-timer, but when I realized that the study hall, when I was there, was in the same place as when you were there. No offense, Dale.
No offense taken.
Dale will remember this. When we were there, the study hall wasn't walled off.
Oh, really?
You walk through to go from one side on the third floor to go from the east side to the west side or vice versa, you walked through the study hall.
Oh, okay. See, now, that was not like that when I was there.
Excuse me, that was the days of Wellington boots. Do you know what a Wellington boot is?
I have no idea what a Wellington
boot is. It's a big, heavy boot.
It's a slip-on boot.
Okay.
And heel caps.
Really?
And heel caps clattering across through there. If someone decided to walk the length of the study hall in the hallway, it disrupted everything.
And a lot of people in study hall would sit there at their desk and keep time with them as they walked across the floor.
Don't start stepping on the ground.
Yeah, start stomping on the floor as they walked across.
You kids had so much fun back. These kids today don't know fun, do they?
No, they don't. They have no idea.
Don't know how to make their own fun with carpeted floors.
The summer after my junior year, they walled off the study hall. They put a wall to make a hallway up there. We came into school one morning, and all the study hall desks were stacked up against the doors. A couple of guys had climbed up over the cafeteria and got in the study hall and stacked the desks up and blocked the doors. There wasn't any way to get in study hall that morning.
All right. Now, were their initials BR and who else?
No. I will remain. I know who they were, but I will remain silent.
You reserve the right, don't you?
That's right.
Well, that's good.
I have the right and the ability to remain silent.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. We talk about the change. The cafeteria is now down where the ag room.
Yeah, ag shop was down there where the cafeteria
is. The ag shop. Okay. I am really feeling much older because everything was the same when I was there.
I don't have any idea what's over where the library used to be on the bottom floor of the West Wing. I don't even know what's down there now.
Well, let's go back farther than that. The library was across from the study hall on the third floor when I was there.
Yeah, it was.
Ag shop was on the extreme.
That's before
extreme
they built the
West End.
Yeah, that was before they built the new wing, mm-hmm. I guess, onto the West End. But the library was in that, wing when you were there?
When they finished the new wing, the library was on the bottom floor of the new wing for a little while.
I did not know that either. I didn't. That's the way.
So you had to get a pass from study hall to go to the library.
Oh, wow.
My senior year.
That makes no sense at all.
Well, no. And I think we were supposed to get passes to go to the library, too.
Wow.
Even though it was right across the hallway.
But so I got to ask, were you, there's only people probably for 5 or 10 years who will know this. Were your passes, did you have to get the written pass? Or had they already developed the big piece of steel?
No, it was a little piece of paper. Every teacher had a pad of them and they wrote
written passes.
Whenever I was in school I think they got sick of the written passes because maybe kids were forging or something.
Oh, surely not.
Yeah, I think that might have been happening. I don't think that was a possibility. We had about a 5x5 piece of cast iron about an eighth of inch thick cast iron, painted orange or painted red or something like that. And they would give you that to go to the bathroom or something like that. You had to take the cast iron pass with you. Can you believe that?
If you put it in your pocket, you wouldn't forget it.
No. If you run into something, I don't know how we got talking about memories, but we're talking about the FCHS Alumni Association annual dinner. I tell you what we'll do. It's nearly a break time. We'll take a short break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about the dinner. We'll talk about the class of 65, who the speaker is. And we'll see if we can't get a little bit further into what's going on that day and on that weekend. And we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got Dale Harris along with Bruce Reeves, and we'll be back after these.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right. Please help me.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show, playing some of the tunes of 1965, the honored class at the FCHS Alumni Association annual dinner, taking place at 5 o'clock Saturday, October 3rd, 2015, saluting the class of 1965. And you get a new guest speaker every year, don't you? Typically from that class, I guess, right, Dale?
It is. They're supposed to provide the speaker for the evening to reminisce about their class, I guess would be the best thing to say.
Tell me about the guest speaker this year. If you want.
Okay,
thank you. If you'd like, you bet.
Marty Gray, she is the daughter of Wilma and Moses Gray.
Okay.
She's from that class, and she's been all over up and down the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
And has a quite an extensive job.
Quite the resume, doesn't she?
Yes. Thank you.
She's the is she president at Cal State San Marcos, or what is she out there? Provost or something like that?
I'm not certain just exactly what her title is out there.
She's been there. She's been there in various functions.
She's worked in numerous functions. Yes.
And what we can say, and probably should say, let me see that again. What we can say, and probably should say, after the last few years, we got them on a time limit.
Oh, now, come on now.
No. But we'll get you. How about this? How about we say it this way, Bruce? We'll get you out by 7.
That's right. You'll be out by 7 go to coronation or whatever else you want to do.
And there are other classes having reunions that night.
Some classes having reunions that weekend, and they can get together with their classmates reminisce and visit. And
what's the cost of the association dinner?
$15.
15 per person.
Yes, takes you all the way.
Okay, and that includes drink and food and what's
dessert.
The food? Drink, food, and dessert. They do a nice job with dessert, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
They have numerous good cooks in that
Church?
Church, yes.
Which church is it?
It's a Community of Christ Church at the end of
Leninger Road and Windsor Lane, right?
Windsor
One
Lane,
block
yes.
south of McDonald's.
It's where folks donate blood.
That's right.
Where you go
to donate blood.
The price, I mean, for $15, going out and getting a good meal for $15, that's a good deal anyway. But with the opportunity to chat with your friends from several classes, and it's not just the class of 65, there'll be over 200, 250 people there, won't there?
Yes, it's in excess. The registration's over 250.
Wow.
At this point. And June said that Monday night when we had our organizational meeting that she was still having a lot of activity. So
oh, really?
She'll possibly add 15 or 20 more to that.
Folks can get a hold of, I suppose we talked about the website earlier, fchsalumni.org. Folks will be able to get hold of her to make reservations through that, or how's that work?
They're probably call her directly at this late date. I'm certain it would probably take longer to work through the website.
I suspect that's true. Yeah, you can get a hold of June at 842-7353, and we've got an address, and she has an email address, too, that she can talk to you about. Again, it's fchsalumni.org and also or 842-7353. Over the years, you've seen some pretty interesting talks, haven't you?
Yes.
What are some of the things you've seen? Who are some of the folks, the highlights that have come back to talk at the Alumni Association that you've seen, Dale?
I think primarily what the best speakers have reminisced of their high school years.
Yeah.
And you know, it's everyone has their own story. But that's the ones that really hold your attention. We've had some that spoke concerning the problems of education.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with speaking about the problems of education, but generally our audience they're looking for something a little more lighthearted at that time. And, you know, we don't want someone coming in and speaking about the fight in Springfield over
right.
over the budget of the state of Illinois, but
not a whole lot anybody at that meeting will be able to do about that.
Yeah. and most of us are trying to forget it.
Yeah, we're wishing it would go away. But,
well, speaking of that, yeah. Jill Fulkerson will probably give a short little chat too, won't she?
Yes, Jill will bring us up to date on what's going on at the high school, and she has done a splendid job, and she's looking forward to being back this year. I saw her up at the Fall Fun Fest.
Oh, really?
She is a Rotarian, and she was the Rotarian's booth in front of the press office, and spoke with her a little bit, and she's says she's thrilled to be there.
And we always, Lynn and I, occasionally have a little fun at the expense of the Rotary folks for whenever they sing, right? You've heard that, Bruce?
Yes. Sure have.
And you might have heard that, Dale. I don't know.
I've participated in that noise.
That's a good way to describe it, noise.
You've got Byron Songer coming back from the class of 1965 to lead some songs. Do we know what selections he's made?
He is. He has to go by the agenda.
He's going by the agenda. All
yeah.
right.
We really don't have enough time for people to have their own songs that they wish to sing.
Well, you know, we just played two songs from 1965. He could have sang either one of those.
Well, maybe. But he'll sing the school song, or he and his accompaniment, and we will all sing.
Sure.
And it'll be kind of like the Rotary song, probably, in a lot of respects.
A lot of people will be off key, but we'll ignore that.
And that's the fun thing about whenever you stand up and sing in front of people like that. If you're at your table, at the way these long tables work, you're not going to offend anybody other than your spouse or something like that with your voice, right?
Well, it might not offend them, but you might get a snicker out of them.
I got to tell you, I'm standing up there next to the microphone, and whenever he's doing this singing, I will most likely be just moving my lips. I hate to admit it, I did not get my dad's voice, and I'll probably just be...
They call that singing solo.
They'll be doing a lot of
solo. No one can hear you.
That's exactly right. I've got, like I said, we're talking here to Bruce Reeves and Dale Harris about the FCHS Alumni Association 51st annual dinner. I know that the Alumni Association doesn't do much with the homecoming parade, but the class of 65 is going to be well represented. And I think also 75 is going to have a float, aren't
they,
Bruce?
Yeah, class of 65 will be riding on a truck and trailer. They will be one of their deals to get to ride in the parade altogether.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they want to. I mean, it's not mandatory, but there'll be quite a crowd of them in riding on a float in the parade.
Are they putting together the class of 75 too?
Yeah, class of 75 I think is going to have a float. They're the 25th year out of
40th year out.
40th year out, yeah.
Who's in charge of that?
I don't know, but I know somebody my sister's probably got something to do with that.
Tell us about your sister. Tell us about your sister's new video. I love this.
My sister.
We got to talk. Talk about this.
My sister's got a lot of time on her hands. And you can get on your computer and go to Google or go to YouTube and type in Hitler attends FCHS reunion, and there's about a 4-minute video that my sister created about Hitler coming to a class reunion in Fairfield, and it's funny. It's
pretty funny.
Touches on a lot of things that people from 75 and earlier will remember.
See, the thing is, neither of you guys knew about this Hitler meme on the internet, right?
No, I did not.
You were unaware that there is this thing. And if you can go to the internet and type in Hitler talks about, or and basically there used to be hundreds. Now I don't know if there are that many, but there used to be hundreds of videos would come up of Hitler talking about this or that. And it's a funny, funny thing. It's basically Hitler going crazy because somebody's not going to the reunion, isn't it?
Yeah. But one thing you have to read it. There's English subtitles, yeah. So you have to read the. You have to pay attention and read the subtitles, or you'll miss the point of the whole thing.
Well, that's the thing. I don't speak German, and it's Hitler's yelling at these guys in German, and it's.
And you can basically put on any. You can put anything.
You put anything you want on the subtitles.
Yeah.
And Sue Ann pulled this together, and She has more internet knowledge and that kind of thing than me. More,
she's good at it.
She's good at this kind of stuff. And if you get the chance, do take a look at YouTube. And I don't know, did she have a link on there from the FCAHSalumni.org?
I didn't see one when I was looking at it.
I don't think there is a link. Yeah. There wasn't when I was trying to find it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, definitely. It's for the best.
I think it's good entertainment. One needs to broaden his horizons, and that's one way to do it.
Oh, well, I'll be doggone. Oh, anything else we need to cover about the meal? What's the food? Do we know yet?
I'm not certain.
Somebody mentioned dressing and gravy and dressing.
Pork loin and dressing. And
I think it's possibly pork loin and dressing and all the
stuff that goes with it.
Well, probably be a fresh salad and corn or something, green
beans. For $15, you're filling up on it, and the dessert.
What's the song, cold roast, green beans, cold roast beef, and mashed potatoes?
That's exactly right. That is the song. Well, I tell you what, it sounds like it's going to be a really, really good time. I know that we already have, we're active. I'm saying we since I'm involved as well. But I know that the group is active. Do you want to mention some of the other people on the board? Because there's not just one person who puts this thing together. This is a pretty tough thing to put together. Now,
Ron and Marty Heflin are on the board.
They've done a wonderful job over the years, haven't they? Ron said the other night that he has been on this board in some capacity for, 50 years?
Ron started out, he was their MC way back early, and I don't know what other parts he played in it, but he's been on for a long time.
Okay.
Bob and Dina Young, of course, Judy and Charles Griswold, Connie Miller, Janice Cornetta, Sue Ann, Shirley Miller. And Christy Horning is on. She and Jane McDowell are new this year.
Okay, that's good.
And
that's part of the getting new blood in, isn't it?
Yes. And, of course, Sue Ann came on last year with all of these fresh ideas. Yeah. And that
breathed a breath of fresh air, isn't it?
It breathed new life into the program.
Well, that's wonderful. And also, don't forget yourselves in June. June Wilson. Yes. Along with Bruce Reeves and Dale Harris, all part of what makes the FCHS Alumni Association move. The dinner is next Saturday night. You'd be able to get out prior to homecoming and make it to the homecoming coronation. Fellas, thank you very much for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I'm fine.
You're done.
We're finished.
Thanks very much, guys.
We'll
talk to y'all real soon. And again, if you've never been there, it's a lot of fun. Go to the Alumni Association dinner next Saturday night. Talk to you soon on the Bruce Dickey Show.